was shortly after midday, on December the 12th, 1901, that I placed a single earphone to my ear and started listening. The receiver on the table before me was very crude. A few coils and condensers and a coherer. No valves, no amplifiers, not even a crystal. The chief question was whether wireless waves would be stopped by the curvature of the earth. All along I had been convinced that this was not so, but some eminent men held that the roundness of the earth would prevent communication over such a great distance as across the Atlantic. The first and final answer to that question came at 12:30 when I heard